And Larry Razavi right there, wrapping up with our Musicians Come and Play program theme. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program 398 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 40 degrees and those winds kind of blustery out there. Yeah, 17 miles per hour and gusting up over 20. So, hang on to your hats if you head outside. Well, we have our guest on the line and we're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Nancy Buckentine. Nancy, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Si. Good morning, all listeners to KASM.
Well, great. And Nancy, where are you at? Are you at home today or are you on the road?
Well, I'll be home as soon as I get there. I'm kind of winding my way home after church. Had to make a few stops.
Okay. Very good. I thought maybe you might have a dance job or something scheduled for this afternoon.
Actually, not today, no, but in 2 weeks I will.
Okay. Very good. Where are you going to be in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, I'll be playing with Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchman at the Glencoe, Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe, Minnesota.
Oh.
Dances from 1:30 to 5:30.
Wonderful. That's a nice venue to play.
Yes. Yes, it is. Always get a nice crowd there, and it's a nice dancing floor.
You bet. You bet. Marv does a great job over there. I've had him on as a guest a few weeks back. Yeah, when they had their big polka fest, and nice gentleman to visit with.
Yes, and I'm sure it'll be a good dance today. I know Becky Livermore, Barefoot Becky and Terry are there today, and it's Halloween, of course, so they always like to have a good party and fun so people can come dressed up and just have a good time and dance.
Oh, I remember the days when I used to do those Halloween things, and we used to dress up. You can really have a good time with that, so you bet.
Yeah, well, a lot of good fun to be had. You can have fun at an old-time dance and don't have to dress up, too. But today, particularly, people, I'm sure, will.
So true. Well, Nancy, I always think your story is so neat. For those people that haven't heard us talk before, why don't we start back at the beginning? Tell us who Mom and Dad are and where you were born and raised.
Well, I actually currently live just a mile from where I was born and raised, outside of Cologne, Minnesota. My dad and mom were Earl and Marvel Schmidt. And Dad, of course, had the polka band with Jerry Schuft beginning in the year I was born. So I was never without this kind of music, and I absolutely love it. It's just been good fun and meeting good people, and just it makes me happy.
You bet.
So,
and
been good.
So you grew up in the Cologne area, and where'd you go to school then?
Went to school at a parochial school at our church school, Zion Lutheran School, and then graduated from Mayer Lutheran High School.
Okay.
In Mayer, Minnesota.
Very good. Do any college or after high school activity schooling?
I did do a couple years of college in Nebraska and then came home and got married. And then I did finish a degree, in the last, 10, 15 years. So I do have a degree in accounting.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And became a farmer's wife, huh?
Well, that's kind of a story in itself. I married a Mason who had, a year later, decided that buying a herd of cows would be a lot of fun. So that's how that story turned out.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, yeah, he was a dairy farmer for 30-some years, but the cows have left, and now we do have beef cattle.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, we are out in the country and enjoy that life.
You bet. And you're married to his name?
Alan Buckentine.
Yep. Alan Buckentine. Very good. Mm-hmm. And you grew up on a farm. Your mom and dad were also on the farm as well, weren't they not?
That's true, Si, but Dad really enjoyed the music, and in those days, they played a lot of dance jobs.
Yes, they did.
I know the high that Dad did was 22 jobs in 1 month.
Whoa.
So playing 22 jobs out of 30 nights, that's difficult. My mom also had a job off the farm working outside the home.
Okay.
And when you're the musician whose name is on the contract, you've got to go to the dance job. And sometimes that meant that mom would have to come home from work and then finish chores. And I think somehow that got old in itself also. So.
Oh, yeah.
The cows were sold when I was very young, and then Dad crop farmed for a while.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, and we've heard the story. I mean, growing up, So the Earl Schmidt Band was so successful, featuring Jerry Schuft on the concertina. And then in the later years, they traded positions. Jerry bought the band from your dad, and it was Jerry Schuft Band featuring Earl Schmidt. So, but they really had a good run, didn't they?
They did. They had a good relationship. Those guys all had a lot of fun together all the time. And when the band was very new, I remember them coming over to the house and practicing.
Yes.
And I just thought it was great. So I've known a lot of musicians my whole life just because they were around.
Well, your story could be a storybook one, because you've told me that those guys would be playing and you were young and mom would scurry you off to bed and all you could hear was the music and you couldn't stay in bed. You sat at the top of the steps and listened. Is that right?
Oh, exactly. I had to. It just, you can't lie still when there's polka music there. So I would sit and listen to the guys play until the one night when I was tired and fell asleep at the top of the steps, then I was busted.
And I remember you saying that your favorite musician to sit down alongside of was Jerome Cadillac.
I like Jerome, yes. He was always so very kind. They all were, actually. I mean, we were just kids, but sometimes the guys, when they played successive evenings in a row, sometimes the guys would stay overnight on the weekend, so we'd have extra company
sure.
for a half a day till they had to leave for the next job.
Well, Jerome was a sax man and clarinet. I know he was very good.
Yep.
Played with Whoopi John and a lot of bands before with your dad. How about the other members in the band? Was Skinny Thomas, was he the trumpet player at that time?
Skinny Thomas, I know, is on one of the recordings, yes. Hillary Haig, of course, is a bass player.
Uh-huh.
And Hillary had a style all his own, which was just fun.
Yes.
Yep. And, over the years, Frank Melmer, Ron Hahn was a trumpet man. He's out of Hutchinson.
Uh-huh.
Drummer. Dave Crails.
There you go.
Yep, I still see Dave quite often.
Okay.
He still enjoys going to old-time dances, too.
Okay. So you have contact information. I may have to get him on the show sometime, too, to feature more of the Earl Schmidt, Jerry Schuft music. So that's great. Always looking for leads for future guests, so that's great. Well, now, how ironic is that they were so good, so famous, and now you are good and you are becoming famous, but the two never connected. I mean, your dad probably never heard you play like you're playing today, huh?
Yeah, that is correct, Si.
Oh.
I had the opportunity to start playing when I got a call from Leon Helgett one day.
That's when you started,
huh? For a keyboard player, yep. And that was the May after Dad had passed away in December.
Oh, my goodness. So you had been playing church music before that, organ and...
Oh, yes. So, I had years of piano lessons and such.
So. Okay. So he heard you play in church probably, but not not on the job.
On right. A polka not job. A polka band. Yep,
sure, sure. Well, how'd you get started playing? Did you take piano lessons when you were young at home or self-taught, or how'd you get started?
Oh, goodness. We had the blessing of having a teacher nearby about 8 miles from home who was an excellent musician, and she believed in a lot of music theory and ear training and all kinds of things. So my brother and I had 10 years of piano lessons.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Ironically, Cy, my first piano lesson was October 31st, mm-hmm. a few years ago.
Oh really?
Many, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to think, probably 54 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So,
yeah.
So that was your first one, and
yes,
wow!
All my friends were trick or treating, and I was trying to find middle C.
Oh, neat! Well, so yeah, so then you got started with Leon, and you've been on a recording of his, and you liked it, huh?
Yeah, we just had a great time. I really clicked with those guys, and they were a lot of fun. I kept blaming Leon. I said, you know, if he'd have fired me after the first 2 hours of that job, we'd have been okay.
Yeah.
But he said, no. He said, I thought it would be fun. He said, we were going to continue on with this. So I did play with Leon until his passing, of course.
Yeah.
And it was good. I understood fully at that point what Dad meant by, you sure meet a lot of nice people in this business.
Isn't that
and
true?
And it has been fun.
Yes.
It really has been.
You bet. You bet.
So when the phone rang, then it continued on and played with George Palma for a while. George has since changed the dynamic of his band a little bit, so mm-hmm. I'm no longer working with him. But Chris Kelchin called, and I play a lot with him. I really enjoy, too, Adam Sandhurst.
Oh, yeah.
Calls, and I get to play piano with him when he's got some jobs, and that's just been a riot with that family. I enjoy the whole bunch.
I can believe that. You bet.
Yep.
You
all
bet.
Is good.
And you've done stints with other great bands. I've heard you've been with Larry Razavi, played
yes.
some jobs
yes,
with him.
Yes, I enjoy playing with Larry.
Uh-huh.
Locally here, I enjoy Lowell Schubert is a great concertina player, and we always seem to... It just works out well when I play with Lowell.
You bet.
So we like to do local stuff here, and we've done some dance jobs. We've played at Glencoe already.
Okay.
And, yeah, just, I say, I've been contacted by a number of others just to fill in for a dance here or there if they need somebody, and I enjoy doing that.
Well,
I've played with Gary Briggin a couple of times.
Okay.
And that's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
you must almost kind of pinch yourself to think where you were and where you are today, you know, the people that you've met and the whole thing. I know the same experiences for me. I just can't believe how things have evolved and how we get around to all. And it seems like the music, it's all one big family, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. There's kind of a brotherhood with the musicians, which is kind of fun.
Yep.
And the dancers as well. And I have to think once in a while, sometimes the face might be familiar, and then I have to think, now let's see, which ballroom do I see them in? Where do they come dancing? You know, things like that. So I might not always connect with a name right away, but a face is always familiar.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, Nancy. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue this, if that's all right.
Okay.
So yep. There we go. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that October was Pork Month. And even though October is now giving way to November, the St. Joe Meat Market is proud to retail delicious pork products all year long in support of all of our local area farmers. Hats off to all of you for all you do for all of us. It's the last week of the season this year for the Broad of the Week series. And the Broad of the Week this week is just right for the upcoming hunting season. It's the smoked hunter brats, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef seasoned with our special hunter brat seasoning, and then smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are delicious in the frying pan, in the oven, microwave, or on the grill. The smoked hunter brat is probably our hottest and spiciest brat that we make. They are especially good diced up in a casserole or a hot dish. You can come in this week and take 30 cents off each package, all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, you can like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And also, after I printed this ad, I was made aware that unadvertised specials, I tell you about that every week. Well, this week's unadvertised specials are the steak bags, $50 steak bags containing an assortment of New York strip, ribeye, club, T-bones, all for $50. These are fresh-cut frozen steaks, and boy, they work good in your freezer. So again, check that out this week. That's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. And Nancy, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll send you off that meat package and hope that you and Al and the family enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
We always do, Si. It's always good meat from St. Joe Meat.
And you got to share with me, with the listeners, what your favorite is.
Oh, the Joetown brats go over really well at home.
You bet. And I know you also have a passion for those little snack packs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, we've got to share with the listeners a little secret. People, it's been leaking out. So we got a chance to work together the past couple of weeks on a recording project with Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. And how exciting was that?
That was a good time. Once again, being with a bunch of musician friends, you can't help but play and have a good time.
Absolutely. And so we got together on Friday the 15th and did a rehearsal down at Lowell Schubert's place. Beautiful pole shed that he's got there, all finished off, so nice. And boy, we really ran through a lot of numbers that day. And then the recording session actually took place on the 19th. And we recorded a bunch of numbers there as well. And so now Terry Ard, Terry and Barefoot Becky, he's in the process of mixing them and getting the rough copy to us so we can hear them. And with any luck, we might just get this thing out around Christmas or the first of the year or so.
Yeah, that'd be kind of exciting, Si. It'd be nice to hear, you know, new music again. Of course, you know, people enjoy listening to all kinds of things, the radio shows, but as they're driving, or maybe just, you know, at a time when there's nothing on the radio or no show on the radio, gives them a chance to listen to a CD in their home or wherever.
Well, and
it's always fun to hear new tunes.
We were both part of that 2013 recording, Hulurai Polkas and Waltzes down by the riverside, and in selling and retailing that CD, so many people, I can't tell you how many people have come back and asking, don't you have another one? I mean, they like the CD. They love the songs, but it's like anything else. When you have a good meal and you have that same meal, all of a sudden you say, well, I'd like a little variety. Do you have something else? And that's the take on the customers. They like the band. They like the sound. They want more. And so that was the reason. Lester was getting the same feedback, and so that's why he called me and got this thing rolling again. So we'll see how it turns out.
Yep, absolutely. So all the listeners can be waiting, I guess, to see how it's going to be or when it's going to be available.
Patiently, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, let's get back to you, Nancy. I know over time I've asked you your favorite songs. I think you told me the last time, the Snowman Polka.
I love the Snowman Polka. I like Nebraska Polka.
Uh-huh.
I like Dad's recording of the Yankee Waltz, too, just the way he came in with the trombones there. And I know certain things that I've learned now playing with different bands. You can write so much music, but there's a certain feel that you have to have for it. And sometimes things evolve that may or may not be written on a sheet of music that are just fun to do because that's how it turned out at a job.
You bet.
You know, just it's, once again, it's the more you play together and the more that you work together with the musicians and such, it's just, it is a good time.
Well,
and you learn different things.
And getting back to just a little bit of the rehearsal there, so we had the opportunity to use some different libraries. We had access to the Elmer Scheid Library. We had access to your dad's library and also the Wagner Library. Jerry Minar happens to own those two libraries right now. Rick Kane, a good friend of ours, was also part of it, and he's got several libraries. And so we had a chance to play El Mavis Library And Jerry Cale, of course, is part of the recording. He brought some selections from his dad's library, and there was more. But at any rate, as we pulled up some of your dad's numbers at that rehearsal there, and we were playing them, I looked over at you, and I swore that your feet were not on the ground. It looked like you were on your way to heaven playing your dad's music.
Yep. Probably.
Wasn't that special?
A lot of good memories there.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, with a group of great musicians like we had together there, but not playing together regularly, but still, when they played, was it the Schmaltz Polka or some of the different ones? Boy, it sure sounded like the Elmer or the Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft band playing at that time. I looked over at you and I just could see the feeling, the delight you had, and probably thinking in your mind, Dad, if you can see me now, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And Dad and I did talk a lot about the music, only because the dancers, as you know, as well as the musicians, I knew them just because that's who Dad, you know, was working with. Mm-hmm. But even then, when he was old enough to go along to dances, people were genuinely interested in family and who people were and stuff. And so, yeah, it just made me smile, you know, getting to know a lot of people. And I've known some people my whole life, some of the dancers even.
Sure.
Because the Gibbon Polka days, it was great.
Oh, yes. Yeah, bet.
You know?
Yeah, so true. So we were talking about the music there, about the library and so on. Mm-hmm. The one thing I forgot to mention was you not only play the piano, keyboard, but you also did some concertina work on the previous recording.
Yes, that's right.
And
I have since played a lot more keyboard, but I still do play concertina on occasion when it's called for. And I play, there's a senior living centers and things around here that will call for music once in a while, and they enjoy the concertina. So that's when I'll do that.
Okay. And what concertina do you have?
I've got a 38 or 39 Paddock.
Paddock, okay.
Yep, bought it from Christy Hengel.
You did. And
yep, on a cold day in February.
And what key what key is that one?
That's a C-box.
That's a C-box, okay. So
yep.
you got to do business with Christy too then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
Another neat gentleman. There's so many good ones that were and are gone that have left us. But still a lot of good ones around, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You bet. So back in your youth, as you were growing up, did you get to go along to a lot of dances or go out? Is that what you did for when you were in those years, or how did it go for you?
Not necessarily. I was in high school. We were active in high school activities and things like that. That took up a lot of our time.
Ah.
Just that, you know, way.
Uh-huh.
But, some in high school, because I remember the Gibbon Polka days when I was probably 14, 15,
mm-hmm.
you know, in those years I'd go along in the summertime. But, catch, you know, different local events, things when Dad played, you know, locally.
Okay.
Didn't travel a whole lot, you know, when they were playing further away.
Sure.
And of course, all the dances then were from 9 to 1.
Yeah, isn't that something,
so
how
that
times have changed?
Too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you started playing with Leon, my mind is racing wildly here as I'm thinking of your lifetime and your career. So were there still a lot of dance halls? Was Leon playing dance halls when you started with him? Did you get that experience of playing dance halls at all?
Played with Leon. Well, when I started, the first job was at Larry Olson's Fest.
Okay.
On a Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And I played with Leon. Yeah, we'd play anniversaries like the Orchid Inn.
Okay.
And, right now, just off the top of my head, I have to think where we played. But,
yeah.
You know, Legion, an Eagles Club, something, you know.
Sure.
Not necessarily ballroom as we think of it, because those buildings.
A lot of them are gone.
Yep, those are gone too.
Yeah. So you probably in your area, the closest one to you, probably Lake Marion?
Well, that, Glencoe.
Oh, and Glencoe. Yeah, that's right. Glencoe's right there too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so some nice ballrooms. Both of them still standing today. And I heard that Lake Marion might be starting something up again. Did you hear that rumor too?
Yes, there's a new owner to the ballroom there who's working on doing some updating and remodeling and then wants to have events there as well. So
okay, good.
That will be in the near future.
Boy, that would be a nice thing. I mean, we've seen so many good ones go by the wayside. St. Joe had a nice one, the Delwyn Ballroom. Did you ever have the chance to play there at all?
I did not. I do know the name, though, because I know Dad played there.
Yep. And it was a beautiful ballroom, but that was taken down and now is a housing addition, you know, so that's...
Certainly, and that's the way a lot of things are going.
That's what they call progress, and sometimes it's not always what we like, but that's the way it is, so... Yeah, in my lifetime, I got to play a lot of the great old ballrooms up in this area here. We had several. We had the Richmond Coliseum, which is still there yet, but they just have private functions there. No public dances anymore. Granite City Coliseum was a real staple in the area, and that one, McKay Buick is on that site now, a car lot. And Fairgrounds Ballroom, that was in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. That one is gone. And so it's a tough scene for those ballrooms. I mean, it just things.
It is. It's expensive to build a big building like that only for, you know, use on weekends or something.
Yep. And then the liability insurance and all of those things. It's just the way of life nowadays. And it's affected not only the entertainment field, but other fields too. So it's just the way it is. The times are, but on a more positive side, when we do get to play and there's still church functions, there's Oktoberfest. We've heard about lots of those this fall again.
Yep.
And Polka Fest. And it's just no matter where you play, whether it's indoors or outdoors, it's always fun.
Always a good time. Now that you mentioned Oktoberfest, I did have the opportunity this year. I'd worked with Dale Damon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that was fun. Dale's a real good player as well.
Yes, so you bet.
That was also a good time.
Well, very good. Well, we're kind of running down on time here. I usually ask you, you know, to share a memory, and I can't recall what the memories were back the other times when you've been with me on the program. So what do you have for us today?
Well, Si, I do have to say, I miss Dad dearly. Dad will be gone. This year will be 13 years in December.
Okay.
And I miss sharing all the things that we did. We just had a lot of good fun at home. And, again, sharing all the memories and his excitement of the band members, meeting all the people. It's nice when people come to you on the band stage and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. And the part I like is, you know, they'll give me their name and say, you know, your dad played our wedding dance so many years ago on whatever date. And I said, please tell me. I said, so I can go and check because I've got Dad's date book.
You do.
So, yeah, I love it when people say that. It just makes me feel good.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Yeah, glad that they enjoyed, you know, having him play for their wedding dance. And it just makes me smile.
You bet. Well, we're going to feature music in the next segment here coming up. We'll feature some music of you with the Lee and Helga Band. And then we want to feature music of your dad, of the Earl Schmidt Band, with Jerry Schuft on the concertina. You mentioned a couple of Earl Schmidt numbers that you like. How about the Lee and Helga recording? What numbers were special to you?
I know one that gets a lot of playtime is I think it's cut number 25. It might be the last one on there, the Lobo Stomp.
Okay.
Leon does a really nice job on that. I also like the Jolly German March.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that was a good album. I say that what we started with. That was the first time I'd ever recorded. I was nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, but the guy said it'll go fine. Just it'll all go fine. And by golly, they were right. So I liked the way that recording came out.
You know, and as the thing I didn't think of mentioning earlier to you, talking about Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft, the thing different from what us recording now versus those guys recording, as I was listening to Jerry play the Fritzy Polka and some of those selections, back in those years when they recorded, that was a one shot or all or nothing type of deal.
Nowadays
with technology, you can play a song through and you don't like it, you can play it again. And you can stop, and they can cut and patch and with the computers, and you never know that that was done. And so you don't have to play it 20 times to get it right. But those guys back in the days, Can you imagine what that must have been like recording?
Well, and one difference with them was they were playing more often as also.
That's true.
So they had worked together. They did know that music. I mean, that was about as memorized as could be.
That is true.
So,
and
yeah.
So, from my experience, I know I recorded back in the days before computers were there. And so you were always the one that hoped you didn't screw up because you didn't want to be for six or seven other members, you know, and everybody takes their turn. Well, then you got seven cuts and you didn't want
right.
to have everybody looking at you. So everybody tried to do their part really well. So
yep.
How technology has changed things. So, well, with
yes,
that, Nancy, got any plans for Halloween? Do you do any parties or anything?
Nope, but the Vikings play tonight, so we'll check that out.
Going to watch the Vikings. All right.
Yep.
Well, great. Well, Nancy, we want to take this opportunity once again to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you many times, good Lord willing, you and I are here. We'll definitely do this thing again, maybe sometime after the new recording comes out. How's that?
Okay, Si. Sounds good. Always good to visit with you.
All righty. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. So have a great day, Nancy.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You also.
All right. And there she goes, Nancy Buckentine, our 398th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up first by the Lee and Helgett Band and then by the Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft Orchestras. So stay tuned. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 398th edition of our Musicians Come and Play programs. And yes, Nancy Buckentine, our guest for that program, and just a wonderful personality. Nancy, a great, great musician. Glad to call her a friend, you bet. 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And 41, our current temperature here in Albany. As promised, we're going to do a few selections by the Lee and Helgett Band, and here's one that Nancy had mentioned. It's one called the Jolly German March. Thank you. The Lee and Helgett Orchestra, and one called the Jolly German March. And, of course, Nancy there, Nancy Buckentine, on the keyboards on this particular recording. Here's one, and I know a little bit of the story on this one. One called Al's Landler, and actually arranged by, written and arranged by Al Cullough from St. Joe. And Leon fell in love with that song and wanted to record it, and called Al and asked him permission to record it. And, of course, Al graciously did. And so here it is, Al's Landler, Leon Helgett in the band. Leon Helgett, the Leon Helgett Band, and one called Al's Landler. And here's another one that Nancy had mentioned she really enjoys, and it's one called the Lobo Stomp, and it's the Leon Helgett Orchestra. Thank you. Leon Olsen, Leon Helget, yes, made a mistake there. Leon Helget in the band, and Leon out of the New Ulm area, and actually Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, and doing one there called the Lobo Stop. And, of course, Leon passing away just a few years back now, but was a great concertina player out of that New Ulm, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota area, and members on that recording, Leon Helget, better known as the Dude on the concertina, Nancy Buckentine on the piano, Mike Molden doing the drumming, and Frank Selner on the tuba. We're now at 12:30, and we have a temperature reading of 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie wants you to know about the December 6th and 7th holiday events. Join Jeannie B's Tours, Holly Dazzle Lights of Bentleyville in Duluth. This festive tour includes transportation, a guide, two meals, the Glensheen Mansion Christmas Tour, the Holiday Lights Tour, Black Bear Casino Lunch Stop, specialty shops of Canal Park, holiday treats and Christmas gift door prizes on the coach, a very merry ho-ho-ho holiday two-day getaway. So for more information or to get on board that bus, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. I'll read that number again, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, and they'd love you. Love to have you join them on that Holly Dazzle trip there to Duluth. The Holly Dazzle Lights of Bentleyville in Duluth. Also coming up, it's going to be tons of holiday fun in 21 as Jeannie and Art celebrate the season in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And you can enjoy the matinee luncheon show, the church basement Looney Lutherans Hold the Lutefisk. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas, and that's going to be at the Ames Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. Lunch at the beautiful, decorated, historic St. Paul Hotel. You'll see the poinsettia gardens at Como Park Conservatory, the Bachman's Christmas Store, and there's three mystery stops, a jam-packed itinerary that will spike your Christmas spirit. Call Jeannie B's Tours today. For more information or to hop on board. And again, her phone number, 320-345-1581. And let's see what else has Jeannie got in store for us. Also, Magical Medora Christmas. That's going to be December 27th, and you won't want to miss that. So the Magical Medora cast is coming from Medora to Burnsville to the Ives Center in Burnsville, and you'll be able to enjoy a delicious meal followed by a very festive and entertaining matinee performance. And this day is full of the spirit of the season. So again, call Jeannie to make that reservation. Jeannie B's Tours will show you a ho-ho-ho holiday as you enjoy yourself there at the Ives Theater. And finally, Jeannie B's Tours invites you to join them as they sit back and relax in the holiday mood at the beautiful St. Cloud Paramount Theater and enjoy the Texas Tenors deep in the heart of the Christmas show. And this holiday tour includes a delicious lunch, holiday treats, a Christmas present door prizes, and lots of festive spirit. Jeannie B's Elves are waiting for your call, so give them a call, 320-345-1581. To reserve your seats on this holiday bus. Very, very good. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours. And talking about that Medora one, we were with Jeannie out to Medora this summer, and the cast there was talking about coming to Minnesota and celebrating. Parts of the cast are going to be at the Paramount there. So, yeah, we were already previewed about that. So very, very exciting to know that they are coming to our area. And did I get that wrong? They might be actually coming to, I got to look back through the ad. They're actually coming to the Ives Theater at the Ives Center in Burnsville. So, yeah. But Jeannie and Jeannie Bonfig's Tours will take you there. So, again, just give her a call to make that reservation. Get on board one of the buses there. 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. One more on the way yet from Lee and Helgut, and this is one that we get a lot of requests for, one called Arnie's Milking Polka. Arnie's Milking Polka, the Lee and Helgut Orchestra. Arnie's Milking Polka, yes, the Lee and Helgut band there, and with Nancy Buckentine on the keyboards, doing a great job there. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 41 our temperature here in Albany, and we mentioned that we're going to feature also music by Jerry Schuft and Earl Schmidt and the bands, so right now we're going to switch over, and here's one I really enjoy, one called the Jet Polka, Earl Schmidt and the orchestra. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra, yes, the Jet Polka. Boy, they were so good in those years. They just had a very good tempo and just a great sound. Jerry Schuft on the concertina, Earl Schmidt on the trombone, and the rest of the band. Here's a great waltz tune, Tell Me Whose Girl Are You? Earl Schmidt Orchestra featuring Jerry Schuft on the concertina, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You? And yeah, it's good stuff for you there. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 42 our temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Of course, always a great time to head out to Kevin's, but this time of the year, it is so pretty as the leaves, and you got to get out there pretty quick because they're falling quickly these days, and fall season is changing over to the winter look pretty quick, but fun to see all the colors as you drive out towards Kevin's. And check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. The baggers and other attachments, all those attachments that are available. Kevin carries everything from those little Raptors all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond. So there's a nice assortment of them. And you can, if you've got a small lawn, you might want to get one with a 30 or a 32-inch deck. And if you got acreage to cut, well, then you're going to want one like I've got, either a 60, or they even come with the 72-inch decks. I'm not sure. They might even come larger than that. So check that out when you get over to Kevin's. Again, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He started out working on the John Deere's so many years ago, but took on this Hustler brand line. And Kevin, he researches things really good. He doesn't want to sell junk. And so he felt like that Hustler line is the best line out there. And I've gained a lot of respect over the years for Kevin. He's fixed a lot of my problems, from ice augers to chainsaws to you name it. And you bet, if it's got a motor on, he can work on it and get it running. Now, he'll sharpen your blades, change your belts, hoses, lubricants. No matter what color or what make or model you bring out to him, he'll get her fixed up. If it needs a little more help, he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And of course, he doesn't keep a junk pile out there, so he'll fix her up, put them out for sale. So if you're ever looking in the market for something used, good chance that you find something out there at Kevin's as well. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And also, I've been mentioning this all summer long now, Kevin also took on the line of Ego Power Equipment, and that's battery-powered equipment, that 56-volt lithium battery. And that's some good stuff, let me tell you. We've used ours all summer long. We bought the power head, and so we have the different attachments with the edger, the trimmer, the weed trimmer, and the chainsaw. All three have been so useful. And that handheld blower that he showed us, boy, has that got power. Also comes, you can get a backpack blower. There's a hedge trimmer that you can also purchase. There's even a walk-behind snow blower and a push lawnmower. So check all, and the chainsaw. Don't forget that one, Si. So, yeah, a bunch of great 56-volt powered equipment there. And really, really handy. You don't have to worry about running out of gas with the gas-powered ones. And that battery lasts so long. So very, very safe. So check that out when you get over to Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, yes, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Here's a great polka tune. Going to send this out to my buddies, Ron Eichmeyer, my uncle Ken Eichmeyer. I know this is a favorite of theirs, one called the Morning Star Polka. Thank you. Jerry Schuft on the concertina with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra there. A great, great number, one called the Morning Star Polka. Here's an Icelander, one called the Premium Landler. Schmidt Orchestra with one called the Premium Landler. I don't think there's probably a recording more Earl Schmidt than the Schmaltz Polka. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra from their Volume 3 Polkas and Waltzes recording, one called the Schmaltz Polka. Here's one that Nancy mentioned she really enjoys. It's one called the Yankee Waltz, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra from their Volume 2 recording. And you asked for more. And that is one called the Yankee Waltz. Yeah, good stuff. Well, the old clock on the wall never seems to slow down for our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And today is no exception. Oh, there's so many more good Earl Schmidt songs, Jerry Schiff songs that we'd love to get in. But the old clock on the wall says it's time to wrap up another edition. We're going to do that, and this is a good friend of mine, Harlan Panoff's. This is his favorite Earl Schmidt recording. Harlan, if you're listening, this one is for you. It's one called Where Are Those Days of Youth?
Thank you.
us. A great one there. Where Are Those Days of Youth? That is the Earl Schmidt Orchestra wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.